Well, folks, this is your radio host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, for America Everyday Life Radio Podcast Show. Here on Anchor FM, speaking freely, what I feel is bothering America, and what's truth, and it's the realism of America. That's exactly what's going on here in this country right now, and perhaps in other countries of the world too. Here I am on this Sunday morning, watching church on TV. I'm not able to go. And I speak because we need a restoration of God and country back in America. We need a restoration of our dignity, our morals, pride, and America first, America always. Now, we got these radicals out here, as moderates, liberals, and Democrats, and hypocrites. And many of them are protesting because you got radicals like Whoopi Goldberg, Joey Behar, Sonny Hostin, and Ellen DeGeneres. And we need to get these fascists off TV. We need to get these fascists set right in their realism, or they don't need to start their crap. They need to shut up. Because they're not, majority of them is speaking are rich. And that's what the Democrat Party is about. They're billionaires' party. Obama was rich before he ran for president. Who do you think bought the White House for him? Oprah Winfrey. Another radical. Here she is on TV this week. Just went down to in Texas broadcasting and doing the show. And again, she's wanting immigration in here. Here our country's already run over by people from overseas. Getting crowded. We can't breathe. We can't breathe because we allow too much going on in America. When we were already a group of peoples, and we were already fighting for our rights, but yet we had freedom back then in the 70s. Way back before then, from time our forefathers founded this country, wrote the Constitution, and gave us our Bill of Rights up until the 1980s. It was a time America knew one another, that people could go next door, or people could sit in their house and their screen door open. We could walk down the streets without being shot. Granted, we had violence and killings, but as few and far as they are today. Now, here our country has been run over by a swath of Arabic people who's come in here. Hype them don't want to speak English. Majority of them don't want to get rid of the ways of those countries and become Americans and feel they're free. They got to feel they're forced to pray to those things. Here they are. If you don't come to the United States, speak English. Get rid of that which you came from. Be an American. You're free now. You're not in a country where you have to be forced to pray in that language, or pray and worship in that way. You're an American that's free. When you come over here, you're free. You can do anything you want to, as long as you're an American. But here's the key. We've let drugs become our God. Here we are as an American, we can't get what we need today. been taken away. Here I am, disabled. And there's me as a disabled, besides me. Too much red tape too often today. Too much prior authorization to go through to get what we seek and what we need. Too much we have to pay out of our pocket for our bills already that we can't afford to pay to get our own medical costs of a blood glucometer for a blood testing every day. That's needful. We can't test our A1C. Government may refuse to pay for it because of QMB. And that's right, folks. QMB spend down. You got this bunch, this radical swooping, hollering. Meanwhile, they don't practice what they preach. Some of them is deceptions that they commit. They have a web of, like a spider hanging a web in the corner. And they come to deceive you, and I should have to spend for it. They think they're so, because we get Social Security, we're rich. When we take and pay everything we got on medicine, bills, we can't get even a car to go to the doctor on. Yes, they drive a car. And yes, they scream we should have paid for it. And that we shouldn't have to get things for free. When yet, they're not even experiencing what we go through. They don't know what it's like to be having neuropathy. They don't know what it's like to have a heart disease or a blockage in their heart. They don't know what it's like to have to carry this. And not in the same body as you and I, the ones who are experiencing it. There's an old saying, not one or two people are alike in this world. How true that is. But then I'm reminded of a saying, you can't just change the spots of a leopard once it's set in its way. How true that is. I'm reminded you, watch for snake by the color skin it has. Which means you don't know what he is and what he's hiding. Now, here we have God taken out of our country. And we're being punished because we're Christians and we've been persecuted. And they tried to force us to take and marry same-sex people. That ain't right. The law says, the Constitution of the United States says, you cannot infringe your rights upon another. Now, here they are trying to force it down our throats, us the Christians and the churches. Trying to force the states Christ accept it. The law again says that the federal government cannot interfere with states' rights. And if that's the case, why are they doing it by taking their freedom of religion away? Why are they doing it by striking down our marriage laws? Why are they doing it by striking down our state, like our civil rights, our statues, our right to celebrate what we feel, and our right to celebrate what is right? Now, those people that fought for those rights were once just as human as you and me. No lesser, no better, or no greater. And let me say this. Ain't nobody no smarter than the other. We're all equals. Ain't nobody no more intelligent than the other. We're equal. We were created equal, born equal. Now, here you got physics being taught in school, same insects, and it's okay to come out, get bi or transgender. Are you good? That which has been taught, the Big Bang Theory in school, and a lot of cannabis being smoked all through our society, getting high, and it's become a god to them, rather than God, which is real. It's become a true factor that we're teaching it's okay to have sex in school, promote sex on television. The kids watch. It should be left up to the parents. Now, what about the day when the parents was the man and woman, not man to man or woman to woman? That's improper. What about the day when you went to the restaurant and you seen a person not wearing long hair, or an athlete with no long hair out from under the helmets on TV in a Sunday NFL game? A no college player wearing long hair out from under him. When they go get cut, get respect. Learn what pride and respect is. I wouldn't hire the person I get to work on in the office job because it's not proper and blessed. It's not what I would want to look like to get a client. What you look like and what you do, you can bet what you... If you got long hair on the outside, they're just as bad inside. What happened to the day we stood and rose and put our hand over our chest for the Pledge of Allegiance at football game? Here, I heard yesterday, not yesterday alone, but NFL game too for the day. One of the San Francisco 49ers cheerleaders kneeling during the national anthem. Same thing in Colin Kaepernick. Discredit. Shame on you. Get out of our country. You're not American if you don't stand, rise with your hand over your chest, to our flag, and stand to be proud to be an American. Get out of our country. You're shaming that vet who served to fight for you to keep you free. Shame on you. You're attacking that neighbor of yours when you're doing that. And when you're doing that, kneeling during our national anthem, and when you're putting God down, you're attacking us. You become same as them that commit violence. You become as low as them that protest against us and our rights to celebrate. Celebrate for the cause which we once believed in. Just as during the Civil War, each nation fought in that war because they fought for what they believed in, what they felt was right. North for north, south for south. And they fought a great war against each other. Because it's all about the belief. Those soldiers didn't fight because they had to. The soldiers fought because they wanted to. Because it's what they felt was right. And we yet don't go put flowers on those graves. I see many of those graves in cemeteries. No flag on them, no flowers. Some tombstones that they had deteriorated. Some vandalized. Where's the cause? America, the land of the once free and mighty, now the land of the deteriorated, the vast who've been trampled on. Yes, there's still some good people in the United States, but the good are few now. that the more evil has come forth, of the face of the evil of the devil has ranced, gotten his way. Now it's time we, as the true Americans and true proud, the Christians, a nation under God, for God, take back what's ours, and that's not by violence, that's by rights. And it's, of course, through petitions, through recalls, through boycotting. That is to restore teaching creationism back into school and God. Teaching that God exists rather than teaching it's okay to be having sex. And it's teaching it to 11, 12, 13, 14 year olds. I see more of them sitting there by instead of them, if that's what they want to do, wait until they're 18. I see more transgenders that's coming out confused, going to school. Instead of waiting until they're 18 or 21, when they're grown. I see more bullying going on than ever, and more chain reactions. I see suicide rates higher than ever. All because these people have been allowed to get away with what they're doing. Our rights violate, disabled, been attacked. Discrimination is more so now than it's ever been. Ranging from music on into discrimination against prisoners getting released. We have unforgiveness going on rather than forgiven, being forgiven and loved. We have discrimination against those inmates just been released and trying to get back into society to prove their rehabilitate in the housing section of the housing authority. Job markets. Than ever before. Than ever before. You've got to move forward and you've got to find peace, peoples, within yourself. If you're to get to heaven, you ain't going to get to heaven that way. If you don't get forgiveness in your heart and go tell them, hey, I forgive you. I will not discriminate against you. If you really changed. If they haven't committed no crime in the 5 year period of 3 years, let's give them their rights back. Their right to vote. Their right to be able to get housing. Let's wipe that slate clean off their record. Let's stop the bickering and quarreling. Let's stop the hypocrisy of the hypocrites who have an experience and go through what we go through. Ones who, especially the ones sitting in offices who's never experienced or lifted their hand to do this job daily, what we do. Or be us to be a parent. Yet they are the ones who's rich and going on out of high school or only into college. They've never gone out here, sweated and worked, plowed the field a day in their life. They never changed the diaper of a baby. I heard a cry of a baby a day in their life. Instead, they sit in those fancy offices making 3 and 5, 6 digit incomes. And go by the textbook. The textbook. Sometimes you got to come off a high of a textbook and break it and go into realism to see through the eyes. Why don't you go live as one of us, and then you'll know what it's like. Why don't you try for months, then you'll change your attitude. But you have fear mode in your eyes. You have fear mode in your eyes to deteriorate America and the poor. Jesus once said, the poor you will help with you always. And the poverty. We have men in this country who starve, who barely get by. Many who can't get the vaccine because it's not really available. It should be free of charge yet. There are pneumonia and flu vaccines that they should have, can get. We waste too much when we should have. We cry because of the wasting. We cry the tears while the loved ones fall. In war or daily in death in walks of life. We cry because we cannot get that which we seek because of too much red tape. Red tape, it should be eliminated, and every medical plan should be allowed and kill and be done away with to get what we need. Did you know that if you went to a hospital today because of Q&B, and I recently got when I had to go for about 3 months back to get my A1C testing at Macquarie Hospital, that they can refuse to pay for it, the federal government can. And you had to pay for everything out of your pocket, therefore. Where it be getting that wheelchair, where it be getting that walker, or where it be getting that back brace, or where it be getting a blood pressure monitor, or a glucometer to test your blood sugar every day. I can't get it, and I'm disabled. Because of QMB and spin down from Obamacare. Obama, my friends, let me break a little news for you. You who think Obama was the single most greatest president yet, be not fooled, be not deceived, for you are being that way right now. Obama was the single most worst president, him and Bill Clinton, were the two single most worst presidents in United States history. Obama liked you. He could save the four embassy people that's in Libya and Tripoli that were killed when he had the American military, the Navy, sitting off the coast. Could go in and rescue them. Could go in and rescue those four innocent men killed by Islamists. Killed by the extremists in Libya when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Another one you think is innocent is not. Hillary Clinton knew of Bill Clinton. It's available public information at your local library by the 9/11 Commission. Bill Clinton brought the 9/11 pilots, the same ones who attacked the World Trade Center in here in 1998. He's responsible. Hillary Clinton, get you the book, The Truth About Hillary, on audio, or even read it in print. These are words spoken by Hillary Clinton to the writer. Vince Foster, Bill Clinton's aide, was killed because they had a note going to expose Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is a sexist who covered up for Bill Clinton's affairs. She's not innocent of any of this, by long shot. Be not fooled. Let's get back to Obama. But Hillary Clinton, let me finish up her first, surrounded Bill Clinton with all the women he had had affairs with in the White House. Shame on you. The Me Too movement, living in the past, get over it. Move forward. So I bring it 20, 30, 40 years ago. Move forward. If it happened today, then they'd be rescued. Not 40 years ago, because you're living in the past. You can't go back and live in the past. When you was in high school, you were wild too. You of the Me Too movement, you're not so innocent yourselves. You're not your perfect little saints as you need to be. All you seek is power and money. Now, you think they're of good? No, they're not all good. Be not fooled by the good seed for the bad seed. Now, my friends, let's get to real truth. Yeah, ignorance on TV, Whoopi Goldberg's Will and Grace, all these shows is not clean to watch. They're filthy. Since they're using foul, vulgar language on TV. And yet, the police do nothing about cracking down on the Ellen DeGeneres, who's a pedophile, should be in prison. And this ain't scared truth, America, that you're blinded by. Now, let's get another real truth. Obama, let me finish up with him now, the final part. Obama would spit upon God in our flag. Wouldn't he put his hand over God? Yep, he's a two-faced who professed to be a Christian one minute, and yet wouldn't he naturalized American? Now, his grandmother came from Kenya. Now, Obama, the biggest liar there was in the White House, vote for him by Oprah Winfrey, who bankrolled him in both presidential races. A billionaire, Oprah Winfrey. She shouldn't even be allowed to bankroll. She should be banned from politics if she can do what she's doing. Now, what happened to the investigations that they're supposed to do into candidates who've accepted too much money in campaign donations? Why didn't they investigate Obama for that? And yet, Obama masqueraded with the enemy, too. When he went and kissed a Muslim temple in Turkey. And not all that's lies on YouTube, fake. These are him speaking, him doing all this. Obama's acknowledging before the newsman he was not a Christian, but he was a Muslim. That's him speaking on YouTube, not fake news. When it's coming from his mouth, it's realism. These people who protest and stand up for Obama are brainwashed malignants. I'm sorry if you think I'm using hard words, but so be it. I will stand up. Now, stop using excuses. No way is like be the people to criticize before you say. If you're really having the same health, then stop criticizing. Stop criticizing them who have that health problem. For it may just be you or need to have that. This concludes the broadcast. America, our problem. We've lost our values and morals and dignity. In conclusion to this broadcast of America Podcast Radio Show, I ask that you stand up for America. You rise and walk. You may have many storms coming your way, but don't let it get you down, and don't let those drag you down to their levels. It's ignorant. Let's take back the America we had in the 1970s and 80s. When we were the single most greatest country in the world. But we are no longer today. Stop kneeling during the national anthem, for Christ's sake. Stop kneeling during the national anthem when our flag's rising. Be an American. Honor your country. Don't desecrate it. If you don't desecrate, go live with the Arabic people who burn our flags and who put us down. Go to Iran and live. Then you'll change your heart and mind. Until then, rise and be an American. Be ashamed of yourselves for kneeling. God bless America. God bless every citizen. God bless the world. And may freedom live always with God. This is your radio podcast host, Cheyenne Montana Lopez, speaking about America, our country. And I'd like to add one other thing. I encourage you to come on my show. No fear of speaking out. Use your rights, your voice. Write me and tell me, hey, I want to be a guest on your show. Write me and say, hey, I join your cause. Let your voice be heard. You be the expert, not the ones in offices who go by textbook, who have never experienced it. That's what annoys and angers me. Because we let them sit there and make the decisions for us when they've never lifted a finger in their life to work a hard job. So, God bless America. And God bless you, my friends. God bless my fans and listeners. Thank you, and God bless.